sunset alone with her home. No other can bear, so give me some heaven just for a while. Make me
you're listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded ancestral and traditional land of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh nations in the city colonially known as Vancouver. I'm your host, Dork. What's up? And you just heard Spring by Angel Olsen off of her most recent release, All Mirrors. It's officially spring. I'm pretty sure the first day of spring is March 20th. So you can Google that if you want, but, it's spring and it like feels like it, which is really nice. I've been going for a lot of lonesome walks because, it is the time of COVID and you can't be around other people. Which is kind of what I'm talking about today in this episode. So today's definition of the word cool noun, closeness and intimacy. I feel like I talk about this a lot just because it's something that I'm really interested in, but it feels like especially relevant right now because of social distancing practices and like self-isolation and quarantine and everything. It's much harder, or like the ways that we're used to expressing closeness or like building closeness with other people are just kind of gone, which is weird. It's like I feel like all new relationships are like we're like forced to be on pause, which I don't know, affects different people in to different levels of severity and in different ways. The way that I mainly, I guess I've been like feeling it is in like friendships. Like I haven't really been able to, and I've talked about this on the show a lot too, like friendships you always have to be like working on and like putting as much effort in and stuff, blah, blah, blah. But, even if you have like best friends and then like acquaintances and closest friends and whatever, like there are different levels of friendship and stuff, but those are actually the ones that are probably the hardest to maintain right now. So like, for example, I'm talking to my close friends a lot, but all of those relationships that were maybe not as strong or like not as intimate, not as deep or whatever, like those are like, oh, like I see you on Instagram, but I like can't really like build on them at all or like just maintain them. I don't know. I've just been thinking about it a lot. So we're talking about closeness and intimacy today. But of course, Teachable Moments, the show about what's cool, what's not cool, etc. I'm a dork. I have no idea. But I do think it's interesting that like, again, thinking about relationships, like there's value associated to being cool, or like you will think that something's cool because you find it valuable or interesting in some way. So then do you build closeness with cool people, or do you just think that the people you're close with are cool? Which I think is like, those aren't necessarily mutually exclusive, but, and this isn't to say that the reason that people have relationships with other people obviously I'm not saying that the reason people have relationships with other people is like because they're cool or like for the status or whatever, but like that value doesn't necessarily have to be status or like capital oriented or whatever. But and also like I just feel my heart and soul goes out to all of the stunning, lovely, gorgeous people who are single and want to not be single right now and are trying to date in the time of COVID, because like what you like you can go on video dates, I guess, but the way that people are able to maintain relationships right now is like not intense, I guess, is not what I want to say, but it doesn't really lend itself to getting to know someone. You kind of have to already have that relationship with them. So it's either like super hyper escalated relationships in a lot of ways, or like totally de-escalated them. But I have more songs for you that hopefully you'll enjoy. So this is Your Man by Nonlaw off of their most recent album, Not In Love. Something that I do want to say is local artists, labels, businesses, etc. are still active, even though it's harder to maybe access what they're doing or support them. They are still like producing music or like promoting artists and stuff. So if you can listen to local music, I mean, I should always encourage that, but look for your artists and what they're doing, I guess. But this is Your Man by Nonlaw off of Not In Love on Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Do you wanna hear from me? Like I wanna hear from you. Do you wanna see me? Like I wanna see you. I wanna be your man. I wanna hold your hand. I wanna be your man. I wanna hold your hand.
Superstore by every line available. Line them up in a row and throw them out. Line by line, one or alternatively. Get close to some.
Welcome back to Teachable Moments, broadcasting from the unceded ancestral and traditional land of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations in Vancouver on 101.9 FM. You just heard Texas Hold Me by Tonk off of their most recent album, Songs to Glorify the Peasant and His Tractor. That song is so beautiful. I'm obsessed with it. And then just before that was Tie Your Shoes by Cruel Sport. And then open the set with Your Man by Nonla. So we're talking about closeness and intimacy today on Teachable Moments. I'm your host, Dork. What the heck is up? And just like one of the reasons why I kind of clumped those songs together, I guess, is, so Your Man by Nonla and Tie Your Shoes by Cruel Sport, both, instead of writing Y-O-U-R, it's Y-R, and I just thought that was aesthetically, that made sense to me. And then I think that there is, like, an interesting element of, like, ownership to intimacy and closeness, or, like, jealousy is almost, like, essential to it. Not essential to it, I take that back, but, like, jealousy is very connected to intimacy and closeness. And there's something about, like, the tenderness of Texas Hold Me, of just, like, asking, and, like, the vulnerability of that. It's so difficult to ask. Like, just if you think about, like, asking someone to hold you, like, that's so, I don't know, that's so, like, pastel pink. And it's just kind of melancholy, I guess. Obviously, you can't own people. Duh. And, like, just because, like, you feel you have a claim on someone doesn't necessarily mean that you're, like, intimate or close, or, like, that person even likes you. There is, like, I think, like, even, like, if you're thinking of, like, friends, like, if you hear that, like, your best friend, like, someone else calls your best friend their best friend, you're like, ah, but they're my best friend. Maybe. I don't know who you are. I don't know what you're like. But you do kind of get a little twinge of, like, but what about me? Which is, yeah, I just kind of, like, melancholy and sad. Okay, more songs for you on Teachable Moments. This is All Night Long by Lee off of their most recent album, You Want It Real. Again, I said this at the top of the last set, but labels, artists, and local businesses are all, a lot of them are still active and running, so buy the album, even if you can't get it physically quite yet. Buy it digitally, buy merch or whatever. And yeah, just support local artists in the way that you can, because tours can't happen this year, and also why don't you want to support them? Just do it. Be a homie, be a bro. Okay, this is All Night Long by Lee off of You Want It Real on Teachable Moments, CITR 101.9 FM.
According to the BC Centre for Disease Control, COVID-19 is transmitted through larger liquid droplets, like what's produced when you cough or sneeze, coming in contact with the eyes, nose, and/or throat. COVID-19 is not transmitted through airborne particles, or small particles floating in the air, or through skin contact. To avoid droplet transmission, wear a face mask if sick. Cover your coughs and sneezes in your elbow. Do not shake hands or high-five others. Wash your hands frequently and for 20 seconds. Do not share household items. Flush the toilet with the lid down. Practice general cleaning.
We don't need to tell you that Vancouver has a housing problem.
Mass evictions.
Mass rent evictions.
Unfair rent increases.
What happened to rent control and protection from unfair eviction?
If these or other housing matters concern you, you may be interested in joining the Vancouver Tenants Union. For more information, visit tenantsunion.ca.
Listen to the radio.
Welcome back to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. You just heard Me in Glue by Tough Age off of Shame, and then just before that was Pushers by Pudding off of Pop Over, and then opened that set, whatever, with All Night Long by Lié off of You Want It Real. Today on Teachable Moments, we are talking about closeness and intimacy, which is something that I think, A, everyone deserves, but B, is much, it's like, I don't know if it's much more difficult to have in the time of COVID and like self-isolation and stuff, but the ways that we're used to like achieving intimacy and closeness are like totally upended. I kind of liked the grouping of these songs because there's kind of like an element of like almost like this sounds like, I don't know if this sounds nice, but like forced togetherness, which isn't necessarily closeness, but like being stuck almost. I feel like everything feels kind of stagnant right now, and like you can only spend time with like a certain amount of people or blah blah blah. And like I talked about melancholy kind of at the end of the last set, but everything's kind of frustrated. It's like either frustrated in like limited connection or like too much connection, maybe, with like a smaller group of people. I don't know, but I'm gonna move on. So this is Draw Truth by Pinch Librarian on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
What do you want me to say? The truth from my mouth disintegrates. What do you want me to say? When the truth from my mouth disintegrates. We'll be right back.
In the context of Vancouver's opioid crisis, CITR would like to take a moment to share some harm reduction strategies.
Try not to do drugs alone. When going out, let friends know what drugs you're taking and make sure someone has an naloxone kit. If you're able to, get your drugs tested before taking them.
Avoid mixing opioids with alcohol or stimulants. Remember that opioids can include painkillers prescribed by a doctor, and it's possible for any drugs to be contaminated with opioids.
Learn the signs of opioid overdose, which include, but are not limited to, unresponsiveness or unconsciousness, inability to speak, breathing that is slow, erratic, or has stopped completely, heartbeat that is slow, erratic, or has stopped completely, skin tone that has turned blue or gray, choking or gurgling sounds.
If you think someone is overdosing, call 911 immediately. Start rescue breathing and administer naloxone if you have it. You cannot get in trouble for being on drugs, so always call 911 in an emergency.
For more information about naloxone kits and training, visit towardtheheart.com.
Thank you and stay safe.
At Dunkin' Donuts, each and every
radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh in the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the Pop Underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
Eliminates envy.
subtle things and playing it in subtler ways.
Howdy, hey, you are listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, Dork. What the heck is up? And you just heard Gimmicks by Achuta off of The Sun Drags Me Out. And then just before that was Better Alone by Lucky off of their brand new EP, We'll Find the Time. And then open the set with Draw Truth by Pinch Librarian. All local, stunning, gorgeous, amazing bands. So today on Teachable Moments, the show, we're trying to figure out what's cool, what's not, what's poppin', etc. We're talking about intimacy and closeness. What's up? Welcome. And I guess, like, we're talking about connection and stuff. But a theme, I guess, that's come up that I didn't really realize, or, like, that I hadn't really expected, was, like, this idea of, like, melancholy and, like kind of like blue tinged intimacy almost, I guess is what I would say is happening right now. I feel like it's very desperate, not in like, oh my God, they're so desperate, but it's very like, people are like, please spend time with, like, I need something, anything. And they're just asking for what they need, which in the time of COVID is just much harder to give. I think that that sec pretty well encapsulates that feeling of the, like, sadness that comes with isolation that maybe we're all experiencing a little bit right now. But we're almost at the end of the show. I only have a few more songs for you. So this is Tuning Into Oblivion, just as you have turned in to CITR 101.9 FM. That is my little adage. It's just called Tuning Into Oblivion by Casey Way off of the 7th Agony Club comp. And then after that's going to be Automatic Worry by Be Afraid off of their brand new, soon to be brand new album, I guess, Remember Fun. So this is CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Dork, you're you. See ya in a bit.
Thank you.
We have reached the end of our show. We did it. I'm so proud of us. Congrats. You just heard Automatic Worry by Be Afraid off of Remember Fun. It's the first single off of that album, and I'm very excited for it to come out fully and officially. And then just before that was Tuning Into Oblivion by Casey Way off of Agony Club 7. It's been kind of like, I guess, a sad-ish episode today. We're talking about intimacy and closeness and like the difficulties that come with that in the time of COVID, or like in an environment, like an isolated environment. But something that I've been really grateful for is like the access to technology that we have. So like, for example, this show, which I love doing, the station is shut down. I can't go in and broadcast from the studio, but I am able to record at home and send it to the programming manager, Madeline, and then she can play it for me at the time as though I were there, which is amazing. That's actually unbelievable that I'm able to do that. And like, we're able to call people and like Skype them or like Zoom them or FaceTime them or whatever. Like, the access that we have to other people is heightened in a way that it has never been before. And I feel like now people are really taking advantage of it. It's like we're all in long distance relationships with each other, if that makes sense. I don't know. I just think it's like weird that I'm only able to talk to six people, even with access to technology. Like, I'm not going to call up an acquaintance and be like, hey, what's up? What are you doing right now? It's like, there feels, every interaction that I have with people feels urgent in some way, or like it just feels like, yeah, like more desperate. I don't know. It makes me feel like special when people want to talk to me now. I'm really looking forward to be able to go and see other people again. But this is the end of the show. Thank you so much for tuning in to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM. This is Enough by Pale Red off of their new EP, In the Pink EP. You're amazing. You're doing great. Thank you so much for listening. And I guess I'll see you. I'll talk to you next. We'll connect. We'll get closer next week.